Unit 93, A Fabled African Land. Sometimes people use the expression going to Timbuktu when they are traveling to a faraway, isolated place. Did you know that there really is a place called Timbuktu? Not only does it exist, but for centuries it was a very important city in Africa. Timbuktu is located in the country of Mali, on the southern edge of the Sahara Desert. It was established in around 1100 AD as a camp for nomads traveling across the desert. Within 200 years, it had grown into a fairly large city. Scholarly and religious leaders of Islam, the religion founded by Muhammad, made Timbuktu their home. An important university was built there. There was also a palace for the ruler and many mosques, where people could worship. Even when a non-religious ruler took over, Islamic scholars were used as counselors in religious and legal matters. From Timbuktu, Islam spread across the entire African continent. Located near the desert and the Niger River, Timbuktu was also a crossroads for its trade. In its markets, people traded gold, salt, horses, and cloth from all over Africa. The city was a center of learning, wealth, and culture. A visitor in about 1510 described Timbuktu. He observed large buildings, a canal system carrying in fresh water, and the use of pure gold nuggets for money. After about 1600, Timbuktu began to decline. It was conquered again and again. Today, it is a small, rather poor city with few visitors, but still standing are the remains of three huge mosques, symbols of its glorious past.